Sokala Duma Radio.
SportPesa is here. Use your phone, put your disky knowledge to the test and score. Register now at www.sportpesa.co.za and join coach Doc Kumalo by getting in the game. Register, deposit, play. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. SportPesa Pty Ltd is licensed and regulated by the Western Cape Gambling Board. No persons under the age of 18 are permitted to gamble. National Responsible Gambling Program 0800 006 008. All events are fixed odds betting games.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Sit Down with Doc, brought to you by SportPesa. My guest, as always, is football legend Dr. Kumalo, as we discuss five hot topics and give tips on the fixture predictions. Are football fans turning their backs on Bafana Bafana? Will Lebogang Manyama be the new Shabalala at Kaizer Chiefs? We'll hear from the Doc about his thoughts on these questions and so much more. Before we get into it though, don't forget to visit www.sportpesa.co.za and enjoy some gaming fun with great odds on offer. So, enjoy the episode.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Now for SportPesa's five hottest soccer topics with Doc.
Thank you very much for joining us. Doc Kumalo is on the line to speak about the five hot topics. Well, it's been an international break. Have you enjoyed it? Have you enjoyed the fixtures and the results?
Thanks for having me. Yes, it's been a wonderful rest. Good international games to experience some of the good movements from the international stuff there.
All right. And one of the learnings, or one of the things that we observed over the international break, Doc, is the fact that, of course, Bafana Bafana disappointingly failed to beat Libya. However, at the Moses Mabhida Stadium, the crowd attendance wasn't as good. I wouldn't even say that it was 40% filled up. What do you make of that poor crowd attendance there? And what do you think is the reason behind it?
I guess it's an unfortunate situation. For our nation not to support the Bafana Bafana, probably it's because of the previous results, or maybe change of the venue would have made it better, or it would have been a better suggestion, because we seem to be flocking dead and with all the domestic and even international games.
Mm.
So other provinces probably would have probably had a better turnout, or maybe there's a reason behind the whole thing that me and you and the listeners that don't know what it might be the problem.
Hmm.
But having said that, I strongly believe that probably it's the bad results that they had prior to the game before the Libya game.
All right. So in your opinion, we could have been better served by moving the game to a different province. It would have been perhaps somewhat better.
From my perspective, from where I'm sitting, I think probably if we had to move it to a place like Ndombela Stadium, that's a wide open stadium because they don't have even like your PSL games. It's only once after a couple of months, and people probably there, but in that province, they are still hungry for international or competitive games.
Mm.
So I'm thinking probably that would have been a solution. There are so many other venues that they would have taken it to. The last time Mafana played in Cape Town, I can't even recall.
Mm. All right.
So, people, I'm not taking anything away from Moses Mabhida, but Moses Mabhida is flooded with a lot of games, and it looks like every second of every cup final, the domestic ones, is taking this. So you can imagine when you take the international game day,
Mm.
So I think that might be the problem, yeah.
And then moving right along then, the MTN 8 final will be between SuperSport United and Cape Town City. That's round two. And another opportunity for Coach Benny McCarthy to win a trophy. However, the question that we've asked a lot of the fans is now that SuperSport has made another final. They could be winning their eighth or seventh cup final trophy in the last 3 or 4 years. So are SuperSport the new cup kings of South African football?
Well, like we usually say, the game evolves. And we see a lot of things happening within the game. SuperSport have proven, and they might have had a bad run last season in the Premier League. They were contestant of nearly being down there and out of the top eight.
Mm.
But when you talk about cup pedigree, they have stepped up and they have moved the shift of gear to another level, because what you just said to me, it's not something that anyone else would have thought of. But the truth remains, they've been in each and every year in a cup final, if not lifting the trophy.
Mm, mm, mm.
And that makes them, what you just said, they have been the cup kings since probably 4 to 3 years ago.
Mm.
And they have done that in a different style, you know, not making too much noise, but reaching the finals and lifting the trophy. Mm. And because probably SuperSport doesn't have the support that the three big teams have, you know, we don't realize how much they have achieved. And we don't realize how much they have in their team, like the big squad. They have a strong squad. It's not easy to play against SuperSport. They have the strongest squad in the PSL. And those players that are playing there are seasoned players. These guys have got experienced players. Now they're in the second MPN 8 final, I think, Cape Town City. And they just slowly but surely secure themselves a spot in the final. And no one has ever noticed that they are already have made a mark in such a way that every season they are in the final. Or if not, they will lift in the trophy.
Mm, absolutely. And now, Doc, with this as well, with this topic, I mean, you were part of a team, a Kaizer Chiefs team that were Cup Kings, mainly because they went to the finals, and every season there was at least two trophies that Chiefs were going to lift, whether or not it's the league or the cups. So what do you think is the secret recipe to becoming a team that over a long period of time becomes known as the Cup Kings and sustain that run? What is the secret behind that? How do you sustain that?
Well, I guess from where I come from, at Kaizer Chiefs, it was sort of like a norm. And it was like a tradition for us to lift a trophy or to be in a cup final. And there was no secret at all, because when you sign on dotted line for Kaizer Chiefs, that on its own, it's already written in your face, in that contract that you're signing, that this is a team that delivers trophies. And this is a team that's destined for winning trophies. And the secret behind the whole thing, it was players that you to be acquired or signed, then it was naturally made a point that they know what is Kaizer Chiefs and what is middle. And even the coaches, the technical team, is not all about players, but even the technical team. And the most appealing thing was the supporters, because they knew exactly that this kind of a team is going to put a smile on our faces.
Mm.
And hence, that who else, the performance of the players, it encouraged the players to go out and get two or three trophies a season. You know, so the secret, it was a winning combination, and mentally it was a winning thing.
And yeah. As one door closes for one superstar, another one opens. Shaba has left to Turkey, and in comes Manyama, Kama Biliet, and so yeah. on and so forth. But the question then is, do you think that Manyama is set, because he's set to make his debut soon for Kaizer Chiefs, can he be the next Shabalala at Kaizer Chiefs? Can he be the next megastar for Kaizer Chiefs?
Firstly, let me congratulate Shaba. Job well done. Like you said, no one gave him a chance. Only God knew what he was doing. And knowing the boy, very humble as he was, or as he is, I just want to wish him all the best of luck. But there's one thing that we don't understand, and we will have to learn from it.
Mm.
There'll always be one Shaba, and Shaba will always remain a Shaba. And if the acquisition of Manyama is to replace Shaba, yes, that happened before Shaba could even go to Turkey.
Mm.
But Shaba will remain Shaba. I don't think Wanyama will ever replace Shaba what he used to be. Wanyama, he's got his own capacity, and he'll have to deliver based on what he has, not him being compared to any Shaba skills or whatsoever. Because that would be putting pressure on the poor boy. Because if you look at it, they don't have any similarities at all. Because now we're talking about a Shaba that can drop, say, in the middle. Wanyama cannot do that.
Mm.
He is probably a second striker, or you can play him on the wing. But if you can drop and play with Kasande in the middle of the park, Shaba can play with Kasande in the middle of the park. But that boy cannot. And when you look at how individually brilliant Shaba was compared to Wanyama, those are two different people. So from my perspective, I think Shaba will remain Shaba, and Wanyama will just have to be himself and prove that what he's made of.
Mm.
So I don't want to insinuate something that I know very well that it's not going to be the way people perceive it's going to be. It might be the answer to what kind of Chiefs need now. But then the question is, has he played competitive football for the past year?
Mm.
And the answer is no. So we have to tell it the way it is. The poor boy has to find the right rhythm in terms of understanding his teammates, understanding the philosophy, the methodology of the coach, understanding the setup at penalty. So there's too much on his shoulder. There's a monkey on his shoulder. So if he can remove the monkey on his shoulder and probably try not do much, but be himself, he might probably be the answer for the problems that they encountered.
Mm. And finally, on the hot topics, Doc, there has been three teams in the English Premiership that have had perfect starts. That's Liverpool, Chelsea and Watford, 4 wins from 4
yeah.
games. What do you make of the perfect start of Liverpool and Chelsea, and how far do you think Liverpool can take it?
When we look at Liverpool, we go back when they played Real Madrid in the Champions League. They were so unfortunate that their tactical approach had to be dismantled, or probably they didn't have to have what they have, a game plan. They had a good game plan. Had Salah not had that injury, we'd be talking a different story. But looking at the team that played that Champions League and the one that is now doing wonders in the EPL, there's no difference, because it's just a continuation. And they just added a little bit of muscle where probably they might have been lacking tactically. And that has paid dividends, because now they are a force to reckon with. They are just not stoppable, home or away. They have found the right rhythm. I think Klopp has made it a point that whatever that was not working well last season, and based on the Champions League, I strongly believe that was a turning point for them. Because they were playing against a different outfit, something that they never thought or they never knew would turn out the way it is, because they're only rigid, used to EPL style of play. But then the Spanish team came with a different way of approach.
Mm.
Because that's how you learn. You know, when you test yourself against different opponents, not only the guys that are in the same league as you, but if you play against teams that are in the other league, you can see or learn how they approach the game, or how they tactically inclined in terms of approaching the game. So my take is that since the loss of the Champions League, they just turned the corner, and they are a different outfit, and you know they did very well. So you know, looking at them playing away, because they've got some wins playing away, and I've seen some of the games that they played. You know, they are totally different from last season, because last season they were very vulnerable. They were playing hot and cold.
Win, lose, draw,
whatever. But now they're getting results even away.
Mm.
So that on its own, it tells you that there is a point or something that is done in the tactical approach, which probably the technical team have sat down and they analyzed themselves and they just manage to solve the problem.
And can it be able to drag them towards the last line then of winning since 1990 for the first time?
Yes. Well, it might be possible there, you know, because if you go back to history, in the past 3-4 years, we had Man City last season.
Sure.
That they started on a high up until the end. 2 years ago, we had Chelsea. They started on a high up until the end. Man United, they started on a high up until the end. So with Liverpool starting on a high, I just hope they wouldn't disappoint, but they would end on a high.
All right. I'm sure Liverpool fans will enjoy that, Doc. We move on then to the fixtures and your predictions and your tips for the fixtures.
On to the doctor's predictions for the biggest upcoming games.
Quickly, Doc, there are 5 matches playing in the next few days that we would like you to help us with. Well, Free State Stars on the 18th of September will be hosting Kaizer Chiefs. Free State Stars not really doing well under Luke Emile this season. Kaizer Chiefs not yet getting their first win. Who do you see taking this one? Who's your money on?
Oh, wow, what a difficult one. You've just taken my words out of my mouth. But that fixture, it's going to be a humdinger because now a team that plays Kaizer Chiefs for them is a final. And Olani, it's his former team. And remember, Free State Stars were knocked out of the 10-8 by Kaizer Chiefs.
Absolutely.
And it just pointed it out very well that they have never been the same outfit like before, like last season. And Kaizer Chiefs, they're still also struggling to get points. I'll probably go for a draw then.
All right, and Orlando Pirates are hosting Cape Town City. So Cape Town City, after playing Chiefs, will travel straight to Joburg at Orlando Stadium on the 19th of September. Who do you see taking that one?
With the cup final ahead of Benny and their boys, and West Orlando Pirates will probably want to salvage some points in Orlando. They're not a team that gets 100% points or cup games, win cup games at Orlando. My take on that one, I would say game, a draw.
All right. All right. And then Golden Arrows will host Clinton Larson's boys, will host Coach Bizo Musimane's boys. So Sundowns are traveling to Golden Arrows on the 19th of September. That one, how do you see it going?
19th of September, wow, in Durban. With Sundowns, wherever you play them, that's their home, irrespective of the province or the field or whatsoever. With that one, I strongly believe that they would want to maintain the top position, or if not, they want to maintain the top 4 position, because it's very crucial and vital for teams not to miss out at this phase. So I think Peter will be fighting to get the 3 points. So I'll go with Sundowns.
Mamelodi Sundowns there. Very difficult to disagree with you on that one. But we'll see. We'll see. All right. And next week, Real Madrid are hosting Espanyol on the 22nd of September. Should be easy, don't you think?
It's going to be a very exciting game. Because now we're looking at Madrid as a different outfit. They are a Griffin new look. Without the big boy, Ronaldo. And now we have seen individual emerging. We have seen individual showcasing what they got, what gave them.
Sure.
You know, Bell has been like unbelievable. And there are so many players that I can talk about that I strongly believe that now they're starting to emerge as individuals. And they're showing individual brilliance. And they've been playing very well. They've been carrying the flag of Real Madrid very high. So I think Real Madrid at the moment, you know, they are riding very high. I think Real Madrid,
All right. And the final one is Arsenal. They haven't started well this season, and so are Everton. So Arsenal are hosting Everton, who also have not started really well. That's on the 23rd of September. That's the final fixture that we'll be looking at. And who is Dr. Khumalo punting for this one?
With Arsenal at home.
Arsenal at home to Everton.
Everton, yes. Arsenal at home to Everton. Yes, I agree with you that they haven't started very well, because you must understand that their head coach just signed on dotted lines for them, I mean, for this season. And they still have to come out of shell from what Wenger used to implicate. They had a very, very bad start. But having looked at the last 2 games they played, they look as if now they understand each other and they understand the philosophy of the coach. And I would go for Arsenal because the Gunners, it's not an easy outfit to play away. You know, when they're at home, yes, only big teams and with big temperament will be able to salvage a draw or if not a win. But with Everton, I'm not too sure whether they'll be able to handle the pressure or the pace that the Gunners team has. So I'll go for Gunners.
That's the Gunners for you, Doc. And as usual, the sit down with Doc on SportPesa. Well, we thank you very much for your thoughts and your expert analyses. We'll see you in the next edition of the sit down with Doc Khumalo.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Doc.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Thank you very much for listening. Remember to game responsibly. Catch us next month for another edition of the sit down with Doc, brought to you by SportPesa.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.